Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a major boost to its military capabilities, the Indian Army has unveiled a dedicated drone warfare corps, dubbed the Bhara Force, comprising over 1 lakh trained operatives across 15 battalions, marking a significant shift in the country's approach to modern warfare. The wars of the 2020s have settled a long-standing debate among military theorists. Unmanned aerial systems, or drones, are no longer supplementary tools, but rather decisive systems that determine the outcome of tactical engagements. The conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh in 2020, for instance, saw Azerbaijan's use of Turkish Bayraktar TB2 drones and Israeli loitering munitions against Armenian armor and air defenses, demonstrating how relatively cheap unmanned aerial systems could neutralize expensive armored formations. The war lasted a mere 44 days, with drone strikes being the primary factor in Azerbaijan's victory. Similarly, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine has witnessed the deployment of unmanned aerial systems at every level, from strategic to tactical, with both sides developing mass drone production capabilities. Ukraine, in particular, is now building over 1 million drones annually. The use of drones has become so pervasive that counter-drone operations have become as crucial as drone warfare itself. In Gaza, Israel's use of drone-launched precision munitions has transformed the strike calculus, with smaller, cheaper platforms replacing manned aircraft for many strike missions. The Indian takeaway from these conflicts is that the country's army faces two adversaries with significant drone capabilities. China's PLA has reorganized around drone integration, with its TB-001, Twintail Scorpion, and WZ-7 high-altitude drones providing persistent intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance over Ladakh. Pakistan, on the other hand, has procured Bayraktar TB2 drones and uses Chinese Wing Lung UAS, with its drone infiltration attempts across the line of control averaging over 400 per year between 2022 and 2024. The Bhara Force represents a doctrinal reorganization of how the Indian Army thinks about drone warfare. The name, Bhairav, is significant, as it refers to a fierce, wrathful aspect of Lord Shiva, chosen deliberately to signal an offensive posture, rather than merely a defensive or surveillance function. The structure of the Bhara Force comprises 15 battalions currently raised across different theater commands, with 25 more battalions planned, bringing the total eventual strength to 40 battalions. Each battalion integrates various components, including intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance drones, first-person view attack drones, loitering munitions, counter-drone systems, and electronic warfare support elements. The 1 lakh operative number is noteworthy, as India has trained over 1 lakh soldiers in drone operation, from pilots who fly surveillance missions to technicians who maintain and repair unmanned aerial systems, to operators who conduct electronic countermeasures. This is among the largest national-level drone operator training programs in the world for any military. The Bhairav contingent made its first public display on 15 January 2026 at the Jaipur Army Day Parade, signaling institutional acceptance at the highest level. The Suryastra procurement, announced on 7 January 2026, is conceptually linked to the Bhairav Force as the high-end precision strike complement. The emergency procurement route, which bypasses the standard procurement process, was used to acquire the Suryastra precision rocket system, worth 293 crore rupees, with a range of 150 to 300 kilometers. This move marks India's most significant doctrinal statement on autonomous and standoff warfare since the Kargil conflict. The Suryastra procurement is also significant because it highlights India's mature defense partnership with Israel, which is the country's third largest arms supplier, after Russia and the USA. The counter-drone challenge is equally critical, given Pakistan's drone infiltration patterns along the line of control. the Indian Army has deployed various counter-drone technologies, including the D4 system, which uses radar detection, RF jamming, and hard kill options to neutralize enemy drones. The Smash 2000+, an Israeli anti-drone sniper system, has also been deployed, which can auto-lock onto drones. Integrated drone detection grids have been set up along the line of control, using ground-penetrating radar, AI-enabled cameras, and acoustic sensors. However, the asymmetry problem persists, as a commercial DJI Phantom drone costs a mere 50,000 rupees, while a Spider missile that could intercept it costs rupees 1 to 2 crore. This is why the Indian Army's counter-drone focus is on soft-kill measures, such as jamming and spoofing, rather than hard-kill options, for most infiltration scenarios. India's domestic drone ecosystem is crucial to the sustainability of the Bharat force. The production-linked incentive scheme for drones, announced in 2021, provides a 120 crore rupees incentive for domestic manufacturers to produce drones and drone components, with the aim of making India a global drone hub by 2030. Key domestic manufacturers, such as IdeaForge, Garuda Aerospace, Alpha Design Technologies, and Tata Advanced Systems, are already making significant contributions to the country's drone ecosystem. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bharat Force has over 1 lakh trained operatives, with 15 battalions currently raised and 25 more planned, bringing the total eventual strength to 40 battalions. The first public display of the Bharat contingent was on 15th January 2026 at the Jaipur Army Day Parade. The Suryastra procurement is worth 293 crore rupees with a range of 150 to 300 kilometers and a circular error probable of less than 5 meters. The Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020 has replaced the Defense Procurement Procedure 2016 with a priority order that favors Indian companies with 50% or more indigenous content. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Bharat Force and the Suryastra procurement are significant developments in India's defense doctrine, with implications for the country's strategic position and its ability to respond to emerging threats. Remember this number, 1 lakh trained operatives, and note this carefully, the Bharat Force is a doctrinal reorganization of how the Indian Army thinks about drone warfare. In conclusion, the Bharat Force represents a significant shift in India's approach to modern warfare, with a focus on drone warfare and precision strike capabilities. As the country continues to evolve its defense doctrine, it is essential to recognize the importance of indigenous production and innovation in the drone ecosystem, and to support the development of domestic manufacturers and startups in this critical sector.